always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christianman, and you are tuned in to Yada the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life, man. And we are live right now from Seattle, getting it in, man. Hopefully you guys are enjoying your day. The weather out here is great. Elon told me it's like 100 out there where he is, because he lives in the desert. Like, for real, like, they really live in the desert out there. So, you know what I'm saying? We excited to have him on. We're going to talk about his newest project, Keep Off the Median. Also, man, we're going to talk about campus ministry. He's big on campus ministry. There's another cat that I talked to, man, out in Arizona. They actually have churches on campus, man. So we're going to talk about that. And the topic of the day is compel men. How can we compel men into the kingdom of God? We're going to just talk about different ways we can go about doing that, different things that we should do to be more effective in sharing the gospel, man. And that's really what it's all about. And we excited, bro. And if this is your first time checking us out, Yada the King Radio, we have podcasts for you to check out at yadatheking.com. You can also get us on your iPhone and Androids. All you got to do is go to Yada the King Radio, search it in your Apple or Android device. Get that up on your pod, on your phone, man. You got the podcast straight there. They also got a couple extra episodes just for you, man. But let's do this. I'm going to go to this joint right here. Take Notice by the homie Ak Davis. Man, this is real lyricism. Let's get it.
There we go.
Yeah.
I'ma just let it vibe for a second. Alright, I said, straight off the walls with the graffiti. This is like a panini, Pinot Grigio with ice, baked ziti and a beady at the end like Feeny. Come on like Vini, he gon' penalize the greedy. I see the lies they feed me, between the lines he reads me a story like Slick Rick. Slick lip sync ships, control them like stick shift. Is this it? Nah, this life just eclipses it. Russian roulette, 9 milli the clips in. Listen, we in the midst of a battle, right? Long time before our time and these satellites. A long line to check cash and spots out in Crown Heights. Before brown and white liquor got blamed for your appetite. I'm like, dag, it's so corny that it's sad. Over Redenbacher said, you better not put it in my bags. Actually put it in the trash. I used to roll grass up like tires when you're racing. Drag, I take a drag and pass it like McNabb. But that's the past. I done moved on like U-Hauls to the bottom of the list cause it lasts. Listen, there's one thing that I'll fight for. Like Shaolin monks with light swords in a night war in a Serengeti. Getting ready to tribal roar. The ram's horn blows and foes fall like they like the floor. Yo, what I write is so hot it ignites the floor and burns thoughts to either make you hate or like the Lord. Or love him more, either or. You choose your poison and ask for the cure. If you keep pursuing this cash and these whores, you gon' end up lifeless with a back full of sores. Cause you greedy. With a Beamer and a Bentley on the TV, who's better off, you or Stevie? Mussolini, Lucifer sees me and sends troops to do me like preemies, like you don't need me. And I don't need a bunch of amens as proof to keep me preaching, cause he's before time, the truth precedes me. So I cut you more lines so you OD, he will be seen. High draw an eye without using TVs. Or helicopter footage moved to DVD. Listen. His kingdom ain't nothing like Camelot. Sir Lancelot would get crushed by his gavel. Stop your petty fronting, cause he starts with a baddest stop. You try to hide your sins, they get caught in his camera shot. No gamma rays, you get smashed when his hammer drops. His aim's like birds vertically over your Camry's top. Plop. Yeah. We'll be right back.
forward to doing away with sin, and I want that. It's a privilege being chosen, knowing my destination is everlasting. I'm praising God for my preservation, don't need to ask him why he do what he does. He's not a ruthless judge, he's living truth because the proof's in his blood. He's got the juice because he rules in his love, protecting all the saints, nothing could ever take us from the groove in his glove. Yeah, he said that our tears would be wiped away. Christ came with an eternal price to pay. I'm thankful that he was submissive to the Father's mission, that he would return glorious, taking all us with him. The church clean with no spot nor blemish, so I'ma press hard. It matters how I'm living. This is a fight to the finish, like Tyson and Lennox, but this thing was already over right from the beginning. Yeah,
we'll be done with the troubles of the world, troubles of the world, troubles of the world. We'll be done with the troubles of the world.
Let's go.
Troubles of the world, troubles of the world.
As for death, there'll be no more. Going to heaven where it's so pure. We're standing together singing, oh Lord. Leaving this earth is what I won't miss. But me living right now and playing with sin is something I won't risk. So I go swift as I put my faith and my trust in the Father, cause it's a must that I don't drift. As I envision the kingdom of what will not be, and knowing that violence and strife is what we will not see. Together with everyone, people of all races and all nations, that is including every tongue, a joyful assembly, together on bended knee with opening eyes, cause this is what we were meant to see. Let me catch my breath as I give you an order, an illustration, and knowing the next step is death. Or the fact of knowing Christ can take us, the moment of knowing heaven awaits us with no more pain.
We'll be done with the troubles of the world, troubles of the world, troubles of the world. We'll be done with the troubles of the world, troubles of the world, troubles of the
No burden, no crime, no burglars, pervert, pedophiles, or coke lines. No Time Magazine, genocide of all fives. Blood burning boils inside of unknown virus. Side ribs outside of a starved child. No choking the throats cut open with knives and slow dying. No lies, domestic violence, incestuous silence. You got it, the whole client list. No lines, then racks, stretching ligaments. Of punitive attacks, men in black, threaded witnesses. Political, religious, bigamous, insists. I can't call my plan, call it man. A religionist, a sickness. I'm a hypocrite reporting, purporting to be different like it isn't important. Without Jesus, if you know more me, no troubles of the world means no more me. Yeah,
we'll be done with the troubles.
We invite you to join in fellowship with us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are, but you just can't stay that way. Chase's Devotionals. Are you looking for passionate intimacy in your walk with Christ, or seeking for more in your Bible study? These devotionals are to be read and applied to change the hearts and minds of God's children, herself included. By using her imagination and her love for writing, her fresh stories infused with the Word come from the heart of God. You want Chase's newest devotional? Join her mailing list. Chase's Devotionals. Adjusting your focus with your daily walk with Christ at genuinelife.com. Come on over to yachtoftheking.com. Live every Thursday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern. Definitely want to get it in with us, man, as we interview the best in gospel urban music. Check out the fun facts segment, man. You don't want to miss this. Catch up on our interviews and Chase's devotional. Subscribe to the email list, man, and see what's popping on Twitter and Facebook with us. You dig? Your home for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life.
Yachtoftheking.com.
Right there was Giano featuring Benevo, Eric Cross, and Gayla Robinson. That song was called No More on Yacht of the King Radio, man. And since it's talking about no more, the only thing we're not doing anymore is going back to our old man. And I got a brother, man, that I actually had the opportunity to chop it up with, man. But I want him to share his testimony with y'all. And now I'm going to introduce to some in the world, Elon Brio, man. Talk to me about your testimony, man. How did you know? How did you come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
Well, initially, you know, I was one of those Christians who thought they were a Christian because I went to church with mama, you know, and my uncles and other people, you know, so I was initially raised in the church, used to get on the church bus, I don't know if you know anything about that, you go to church every Sunday,
yeah.
Sunday school, but, you know, I really didn't have a real relationship with Jesus. Once I got older, I strayed, and I say about middle school, high school, I was all into it, man. Into, you know, hip hop that wasn't glorifying God. I was just trying to live like people that were influencing me that wasn't Christians. And you know, that's how initially I knew for sure after I, you know, went to college and all those things, man, that I wasn't living for the Lord. I knew who God was, but I wasn't walking with him. But it took God actually just getting my attention in a situation where I was just clueless to how selfish I was and how like sinful I was until God just convicted me. And, you know, I gave my life, I submitted to Him. You know, I felt like I really gave my life to Christ.
Yeah.
And ever since then, man, I got baptized, you know, I started getting disciples, started going to church, man, started reading the word, and I just, you know, I knew enough. I was one of those dudes you could chop it up with, we could talk about the Bible, you could come to me on the street, and I knew enough Bible to act like I was David, throw you off or whatever, but I really wasn't, you know, it wasn't a real genuine relationship, you know, so, I mean, so as a kid, I grew up, you know, a fortunate situation, single parent home. So, you know, my mom, she had to work. So I had a lot of freedom to get into a lot of stuff I wasn't into. I shouldn't have been into, you know. I was the oldest, so, you know, I was always considered to be more mature. So I was, you know, I played sports and all that, but I was always into TV. I should have been watching girls early, just a whole bunch of stuff, like a bad path.
Yeah.
You know, just that needing that role model, that male figure, you know, so I'm saying. I did go to church, and I played that role, but, man, I had a secret life as a teenager, you know, so. Because, I was by myself most of the time and thought I was grown, and then I had a brother and a sister. It just snowballed, you know, as I got older. So, you know, and I would have these emotional experiences. I'd go to church and I feel like, oh yeah, I'm cool. But it was just feelings, man. It wasn't a true repentance. You know what I'm saying? We talked about that point. We had to just truly come and lay yourself down before the Lord. And so that actually happened to me when I was about 26, I'll say. 26 years old, man, and ever since then, man, it's just God has been revealing Himself. The more I lay myself down, the more He shows me who He really is, and it's just been a process of just growth, man, ever since, you know. So I make no excuses. I felt like some things I was too young, and some things when I was older, you know, no excuse. But God is just so good, man. It's just grace. My testimony is just unbelievable grace.
Yeah.
How good God is to us, so. Hey, not to ramble on, but just trying to give you a feel of, you know, what I came from and what I grew up with, so went through. But God is just so good, man. So.
And it was something that you touched on, man. You talked about discipleship. Sometimes I feel like that's an area where a lot of churches kind of lack in sometimes. And talk to me about what it was. How were you discipled? What were some of the things that were actually requirements for you to be what you would call a disciple of somebody?
Well, the first requirement was, I mean, you got to willing to submit yourself in the sense of, like, you want to be accountable. You know, like in my church, and you know, this time there's open doors, like if for people that are in ministry or not in ministry as well, if you really just feel like you know that call, I mean, they don't force anything, but you know, it's an opportunity. And I think churches, I mean, offer that, but you know, I don't think they should force it on people. But me, I felt truly called by the Lord to get this. I mean, I needed this experience and to go through that because I knew, you know, I felt like a call on my life to minister the gospel in some way, shape, or form. At that time, I didn't think it was going to be rap or, you know, or anything like that. But it was just like, man, Lord, you know, I really felt that call. And what my church, what the requirements were, is just to let, you know, to be accountable, to have your life open. You know, a lot of people don't want to do that, you know. They don't want to have someone, like, check it on you, like, big brother, hey, man, what you doing? You okay? You know, how you, you know.
Yeah.
And then you're accountable to do Bible study and to pray and to have those brothers in your corner to say, hey, you know, like, if you tell your accountability partner, like, hey, man, I've been slacking and doing some things around my house, like I need to do more. I need to work on with my son in prayer. You got someone to call you and say, "Hey, man, you've been doing that." And I mean, of course, they're not like they're gonna spank you like you're a dad, but you got that extra buffer to say, "Hey, man, you told me to pray for you to make sure that you were keeping me accountable on such and such." So it started like with that, and then of course we went one on one through the Word, you know, word by word, line by line. Just disciple learning, what is God saying, you know, what is God talking about, you know, how important His Word is, the Holy Spirit, like all these basic essentials of the Christian faith that we just broke down and went through, you know, some doctrines, and then, you know, God just built me up, and, you know, I still go through disciples and building me up from there, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I think it's a very important tool that we need to get, you know, as Christians. We need to understand who we are and, you know, in Christ and what he truly has done for us. And for me, it was essential. I can't say everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that's what it is, man. Elon Brio just shared his testimony. We're going to go to your first song here on Yada the King Radio, man, and that is I Won't Back Down. Talk to me about this track right quick as we get ready to hop into it, brother.
I Won't Back Down. It's a challenge to others and myself as well. You know, we live in perilous times where the pop culture and the media is always casting this influence on us. And I'm saying we got to be wise and don't back down. You know, we got to stand for the truth. And I'm just saying, don't back down. Keep your head up. Charge harder for the Lord when the last day. So don't back down. That's what it's about.
All right, let's hop into it right here on Yada the King Radio. Tell somebody we going down. Get on Twitter, Facebook. Let them know Yada the King Radio. We live right now. Here we go. Elon Brio, I Won't Back Down.
Back at it with this bridge to cross. I got my eyes fixated on that old rugged cross. Many memories. Your boy got injuries. The third time around, can you feel this energy? God reigns. And he pours, oozing from the skin like sweat from the pores. Oh Lord, I'm in the same boat. I walk on water if I trust in your quotes. Yeah, so I'm diving all in, head first, cause I know I'm gonna win. My disability, here's your ability. The flesh gotta die, can't trust in silly me. In my weakness, you made strong. My time will come if I just hold on. And the same can be said for you. Classes in session, patience is a virtue. Oh, don't slack now. No, no, I won't back down. Yeah, yeah, the time is now. It's time to grind hard now. Oh, oh, don't slack now. No, no, I won't back down.
down. Yeah, yeah, the time is now. It's time to grind hard now. Broken, disgusted, Lord, I messed up. Take me to your word where I confess up. How I fail you, even if I'm perfect. Without Jesus, my life ain't working. So, just trust and believe. Get ready for the fight, then roll up your sleeves. It ain't easy, don't ever quit. Stay in the fight, even with a fat lip. Throw the right, then you throw the uppercut. Knocking out Lucifer, that's what's up with us. So critical, I wrote it down. This is on music, so listen to the sound. Can't forget the fact we blood-covered sinners. No one's righteous, no one winner. Without grace, I'm just a disgrace. Sitting baffled with that look on my face like, don't slack now. No, no, I won't back down. Yeah, yeah, the time is now. It's time to grind hard now. Oh, oh, don't slack now. No, no, I won't back down. Yeah, yeah, the time is now. It's time to grind hard now. Until we're dead and gone, the battle rages on. The spirit versus flesh, this is more than a song. Bloody red was the blood you shed. Countless how many times I fled and left for dead with dry bones. In our lip service, take up the shield of faith and give him service. His worship, you must get low. Ephesians chapter 6 is the way I go. We fight hard. I fight for the Father, I fight till I die, even if I'm martyred. It's a process we must take slow. Conceal without wisdom, can stunt your growth. Die to self, and put that old man down. And when we get to heaven, gonna get us a crown. To live is Christ, and to die is gain. He gave me hope when all I knew was pain. Don't slack now, no, no, I won't back down. Yeah, yeah, the time is now, it's time to grind hard now. Oh, oh, don't slack now. No, no, I won't back down. Yeah, yeah, the time is now. It's time to grind hard now.
To the max and spit any kind of truth and fact. I'ma use all y'all garbage cats for target practice. Who use a thug image to enlarge the status? And nah, I ain't saying I'm the hardest at it, but best believe I'ma cause some havoc. Okay, that's enough for that though. Tell them what I rap about. Tell them where they headed when the sound of that gap blow. Not afraid to keep it Jesus centered in my rap flow. It's like I got that red dot pointed at your afro. They lack hope. And maybe rappers ain't totally responsible. The parents supposed to teach what to do and what not to do. But God gon' judge you for the part that you play, leading people astray. So I'm advising you. Hush, that thug talk. Hush, selling drugs talk. Hush, popping slugs talk. Hush, I ain't interested. Hush, that pimp rap. Hush, I ain't with that. Hush, yeah, I meant that. Hush, I ain't listening.
Hush that, so we wouldn't have to trust that. Hush that, so we wouldn't have to trust. Hush that, hush that.
MC's supposed to do. I thought hip hop quotable supposed to go to the most notable. Rhymes written for one time spent, and still most of you survive on a hot single while magazines is posting you. They hype men, most of these cats ain't writing, they fighting. Get wisdom before you plug your mic in. Some flood your concerts because the light show is exciting. Believe a soul star because your content is nonsense. Lost touch with the people but still feeling self. Hottest line of your album was a sample from someone else. And believe me, your CD is still on the shelf because of exposure. The strength of your sales is your promoters. You say now what you said when you got in the game. Hip hop is in the expression and not in the fame. Copping the chain didn't make you ill, you just feel tight. In real life, half of these cats ain't even rocking real ice. Hush, that thug talk. Hush, selling drugs talk. Hush, popping slugs talk. Hush, I ain't interested. Hush, that pimp rap. Hush, I ain't with that. Hush, yeah, I meant that. Hush, I ain't listening.
Hush that.
That I could spit this hard. Plus your boys stay with cash like Christmas cards. Whoa, I'm talking about heavenly riches, dawg. Don't get it twisted, I'm about my father's business, dawg. Yeah, I see you on your poster, guns in your holster. Which one you export more, the slums or the culture? If they only knew their favorite rappers, they ain't coked up. Cause money, famous sex will fill that hole in the solar. It's something for your mind to set it at ease. Better believe, ain't no medicine that's better than Jesus. Take that pain away, cause ain't no way depression will leave without Christ. That's why I spit like the setting them free. Come on, see I ain't here to sterilize the music. But if you want, you can't paralyze the movement. Let's spark it up with this mixtape. Lead the industry, body bagged up, handcuffed with lips tape. Hush.
Hush right there by the homie Scott Lane out of VA, man. And we definitely getting it in. Anything that is not of God, sometimes we gotta just hush that. You know what I'm saying? We gotta keep it on the low, quiet it down, so people can hear about our king, man. And I got somebody representing the king all the way in New Mexico, man. Elon Brio, talk to me, man, about how did you actually get involved in what we call today as Christian hip hop, man?
Well, about 2000, it was like the end of 2005 when I actually was felt that call on my life to start writing Christian rap. But dude, it actually started 5 years before, man. I knew this dude in 2000. I was in basic training, and this dude was like 21, maybe 20. He said he was a youth pastor, and y'all, you know, I was going through my struggles in life, and you know, when you're in like a military environment, nowhere to go, you know, you sort of like, it felt like it was almost like you were jail or something. Like, you know, it seems like cats be straightened up thinking about God at that time, right? But so it was sort of like that time, and my buddy, he was talking about rapping and stuff, and we were just playing around freestyling in our little shoe shining party. We were shining our little boots, you know, and he was saying, yo man, check this rhyme out. And he was just spitting about God, and I was like, dang, that's tight, man, you spitting about the Lord. And he was like, and we out here spitting about guns and drugs and girls and like, and I'm like in my mind, like, dude, I feel so bad.
Can I keep it real?
Anyway, he witnessed to me. We were talking, and he told me, he said, hey man, when you get to your first duty station, he said, go get this CD. And I was like, okay. He said, go get this dude named Ambassador. And I was like, all right, his name is the Ambassador. The name of the album is Christology in Layman's Terms. And I was like, all right. And the dude had to tell me it like five times. I couldn't remember. So man, I get to VA. That was my first duty station. I'm out here in VA, wilding. And then one day, man, I drop out of Christian bookstore, and some say, "Hey, go get that CD." So man, I ain't have a Christian CD in my thing.
Yeah.
But you know, I had bump in my trunk and everything. I went into a Christian bookstore, bought that CD, and I saw a whole bunch of cross movement, like T-Bone, all these dudes. I mean, at that time, I wasn't thinking about that at all. But I bought the CD, man, put it in my car, and just bumped it. I just bumped it. It was dope, you know? And then later on, when I got stationed in Alaska, man, and then it was just like, I felt like all these things I was going through, and then I didn't want to sound like them dudes, but I remembered it, and I, you know, I still had the CD, man. It was all scratched up and everything.
Yeah.
I was like, how would I write a Christian rap, you know? So I listened to those dudes, and then sort of understood, and I started, and that's when I started going in. Me and my wife had got married after that and talked and all that stuff about that. I was going to church, getting my you know, getting it right with the Lord, and then I felt like this overwhelming need, man. So I just started writing rhymes. It was not good, but I was like, well, so, and it just sort of went like that, man.
Wow.
So I got into it where somebody told me about it, like talked about it, and it was just like music. That influenced me because I was always influenced by other rap. But when the time was right, God knew. He had already knew what he wanted me to do. I just didn't know, you know? So it was a powerful story, man. It was cool. So my favorite song of all time is I Used to Date a Girl Named World. So my ambassador, still one of my favorites, dude.
Yep, I know what you're talking about.
I don't got that CD, though.
Yeah.
I don't got that CD, though.
So let me ask you this, man. As an artist, Ant in the chat room, he wants to know, how have you grown as an artist? What places have you advanced in your craft, man?
Well, definitely delivery ability, stuff like that, as far as like the artistry. But also as an artist, the most important to me, man, before the actually artistry, but it's still part of it to me because it's part of who we are. You know, it's the application of it, man. It's the application of the thing, you know, God is giving to me to write about, but to, you know, apply them, man, in my own life, for sure. You know, not perfectly, but, you know, for work, man, every day to apply them, and then also, like I said, flow delivery, beat making, man, been able to grow from rapping to, like, beat making, and just like music engineering, and it's just been a cool little growth process, you know, not to dabble in it too much, but just enough to learn and, you know, be proficient and not sound whack, but so it's been a whole different areas, and it's cool, man. I'm even starting to dabble with music videos just for, you know, just this guy, man, and learning, so
now
I think that's the most important thing. It's been a total overall process of the person and, you know, as long as my artistry too.
All right, man. Talk to me about who are you trying to reach with your music? I feel like sometimes artists have different target audiences. Who would you say your main target audience is, if you have one at all?
Well, for me, I mean, that's a very important question. That's a good question. And for me, I just feel like God has called me. My lane is to encourage Christians, but also to invite sinners. I mean, you know, like recently we had some cool developments that happened. You know, like there's always been that old age debate. You know, are you going to be repping Christ, or are you going to be like, you know, trying to be, you're still in the church, but like outside the church, more like a missionary style, sort of like what some of the, you know, like the artists are doing now, like Lecrae, which I thought is a great job, what he did with his new mixtape. He's, you know, preaching grace and stepping outside of that, you know, what some people say, that title.
Right.
But for me, I love it. I know what God's placed me. My title, I am a Christian rap artist. I'm here to reach Christians. In case sinners, you know, I know my lane. Regardless, you know, that's what God called me to do. And, you know, I think my music already has that element of sharing the grace and my testimony, you know, but I believe the Holy Spirit is going to draw who it's supposed to draw, you know. So all I can do is just be a vessel. That's what I'm trying to do. All
right, man, and talk to us about your music. I'm pretty sure you've kind of diversified your sound since you started. It doesn't sound exactly the same. So how do you get more diversity? Do you listen to other music, even other Christian music? Ant is saying like Christian pop, contemporary, rhythm and praise. Talk to me about that.
Well, the way I've grown in diversity, I've seen the most of my growth has always been when I don't listen to rap. You know, when I hear something like a good example, rock. You know,
Lord.
I mean, I don't have a lot of rock CDs, but when I peer in, you know, I might hear some drums or a sound that's like, you know, a sound like, man, that's amazing, or it might catch my ear. And I don't want to like bite or copy it, but it's just sort of, I might put my own twist on it and be like, you know, influenced by that. you know, I just hear like the craziest or the most different things other than rap, because I think sometimes if I just listen to rap all the time, I sort of start boxing myself in, and just and then I might try to sound like everybody else instead of just sounding like myself. So I mean, I think it's like, and I like the new twist that, you know, like the music it has, if you know now that all music has this like techno type twist to it or something, like, you know, it's like poppy. So I mean back in the day I didn't like it, but then I'm more open because I'm just trying to be wise, you know, and do my own thing in a way that, hey, I can reach more people or encourage more people the way God wants me to. So different music definitely has an influence on, you know, your growth process. So checking out different stuff is good for you, I think.
All right, man. So we're going to go to your song right now, Cap Down Low. Talk to me about this joint right here, man.
Well, this one is, I really just wanted to have fun with it in the sense of just, you know, you got your cap down low, you're like focused on something, you're like, you know, you just sort of like in your little zone, and you just want to go, just, for me, I just wanted to sort of just go off for Jesus, you know. It's just to have fun with it and just, you know, have something fun, you know, because a lot of my sermons are pretty serious, and, you know, I'm talking about Christ and life and death, and I was like, man, I got to just let loose and have fun. So just get your cap down low and just enjoy yourself, you know, and just, that's pretty much what it's all about, but still glorifying God.
All right, y'all, so we about to check out this song, Cap Down Low, by the homie Elon Brio. Let's check it out right now. Here we go.
You can rock a fitted snapback, skull cap. Hey. Just put it low, man. Hey. Let's go. Yo, it's crucial though, I spit that flow, I'ma get it poppin'. Watch out for the haters, raiders, but you know I ain't gon' stop this. My God, he teach me lessons, my soul's been resurrected. Say my grace before the meal, then I spit the bless them. I spit that holy fire, only rock for Messiah. Updated, upgraded, Holy Spirit, take us higher. I'm in my zone, my life in a song. Live it after the music stop, homie, then I'm gone. So we take a stand, and we take our places. Actually, with our words, it's just a bunch of silly faces. I wanna lay the smack down, but I back down, play the background, and I'm learning how to act now. Get a track for his glory, gotta make him known. Go hard for the king till they call me home. I hear the trumpet sound, and I'm home and bound, and I've been murdered them beats by the pound. I got my cap down low, I fit it to the back. Let the bass thump and the snare go snap. Say, boy, let's go. Say, boy, let's go. I got my cap down low, I fit it to the back. Let the bass bump and the snare go snap. Say, boy, let's go. Say, boy, let's go. I'm inadequate, unfit. Without the Lord, I'm in bondage. My chains been broken, the word of life been spoken. My mind's been changed, renewing Christ, not the same. I'm never going back, cause my life been saved. Bring the beat back, turn it like a fitted cap. Christ in the limelight, no, I'm not ashamed of that. Yeah, cause his grace is sufficient. I may stumble, got my eyes on his mission. To preach, teach, and reach the lost. Can't go back to my former thoughts. I take the narrow fam, cause I count the cost. Cause he truly worth it. Jesus gave me purpose, his will on the track. Then I gotta serve it. Not for my glory, but it's his story. Build up the kingdom, this world can't do nothing for me. I'ma stand and fight, the flesh gonna be denied. Holy Spirit run the paint, no garbage inside. I got my cap down low, I fit it to the back. Let the bass thump and the snare go snap. Say, boy, let's go. Say, boy, let's go. I got my cap down low, I fit it to the back. Let the bass bump and the snare go snap. Say, boy, let's go. Say, boy, let's go. Check the flow, homie. Give me more, homie. Lifestyle was killing me. Doubt had a hold on me. They said I couldn't do it. I say, yeah, you're right. That's why I trust the Holy Spirit. And I'm free to write. Slingshot taking off like a rocket. Lyrical spiritual flow with no money in my pockets. I'm off the median. This culture gotta stop this. Unconscious. nonsense. It's like you gotta get your Dougie or new speakers on. If it ain't 26s, you ain't known. Just aimless entertainment. People selling their souls just to be famous. We lost our morals and self-respect. The love of the money makes the dogs go fetch. The heart is evil, who knows its ways? Stacking racks and birds, the only way to get paid. I got my cap down low, I fit it to the back. Let the bass thump and the snare go snap. Say boy, let's go. Say boy, let's go. I got my cap down low, I fit it to the back. Let the bass bump and the snare go snap. Say boy, let's go. Say boy, let's go.
You told me all the big things you had planned.
Hey lady, you call him Dr. Joe.
Same city, Las Vegas, hunt demons for no fame. Free from all sin, stand tall with no shame. Looking forward to a life with no pain. My heart grew back on faith, no Rogaine. Fired up a Christ, blue flame, no propane. Word of God between white lines, no cocaine. Jesus freak, you know my flow strange. I'm not of this world, heaven is home plate. Bang!
Posted up with a slingshot, standing over this giant with his head shot. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine who should try to divide the armies of God? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, no Cena. Pride hides in a big head, no Gina. Forbidden fruit, yeah, we seen her. Almost 8, like 7:45, no Bima.
It's a gift from God. No man can boast. By grace you've been saved.
No works without faith.
Masterpiece of the Lord.
Christ,
for righteous works he planned for your life. Before time,
pray without ceasing, that's 24/7. 365, we rejoice in the present. Defeat world hunger with some nuggets and mementos. 20 in a box, vente para cinco. Reborn in Christ, baby, soft, no wrinkles. When I won 80, somebody yelling bingo. And this is no cartoon. Yeah, I'm hooked to the cross like a fish with a harpoon.
Gentiles, we was dogs like bingo. We was the heathen sniffing white like gringo. Headed for hell, pill popping like Pringles. And everyone was fed X like Kinko's. Keep praying for the addicted to pharmaceuticals. Three sons with weed crumbs up in their cuticles. The drug game usually ends in bloodstains, but we changed to spit in paradise like Coolio.
Life without the Lord ain't really life at all. Kinda like a hoop in net with no ball. Pointless, worthless, driven with no purpose. No wonder why 90% of y'all are searching. A breath worth breathing, a mission, a reason. Here's a set of keys, anybody want freedom? Stop throwing band-aids on internal bleeding. I know a prayer for sin is worth repeating.
The helmet is salvation. Keep your caps locked. Faith is a shield. It's firewall blocked. And we tweet like a bird was our mascot. Cause these sparrows gotta eat. That's God. Escape the fate of fleshly disease. Shift your focus and enter with the keys. Cause Eve bit the apple. Adam married Steve. Jobs out the window. Seven is PC.
It's a gift from God.
No man can boast. By grace you've been saved. No works without faith.
Masterpiece of the Lord.
Created in Christ.
Hey yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
DesertSouth.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the one.
CD reviews. The latest news. And your very own community profile. Who are you? DesertSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more. At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California love.
West Coast weapon.
West Coast fire is now online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms. Online community. And most of all.
Yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
What's up, man? We back. Yada Da King Radio. That right there was Doc Jones featuring Jay Givens, and the song is called Bang, and the DJ was going off on that joint right there, man. And that's what's up. And I got to just give a shout out. Somebody was on the live stream and they was like, man, do you guys play underground? So I kind of went underground on this show. A lot more underground hip hop, a lot more headbangers for them cats that love that sound. You know, I like all kind of sounds. But sometimes I'll be forgetting about some of the, underground hip hop. My bad. You did. But Elon Brio, he's a hip hop head as well. You know what I'm saying? Your sound is pretty much overtly hip hop, man. But I want to ask you, man, we're going to ask a couple fun facts for some of the people that were not here in the live stream with us, that they can see who you are, man. If you could go on a vacation, this is one of my wife's favorite questions. Where are you going to go? What spot are you going to stop off in right now? Because you done been to Alaska. You live in New Mexico. So where are you going to go, bro?
Man, that's a tough question. That's a good one. Man, you know, as a matter of fact, the Alaska cruise was on the top of my list, man, before I went to Alaska.
Yeah.
And it still will be in the top five. But, man, I would have to just say, if me and the wife could get away for about a week, man, we probably have to go to Cabo, Mexico. I've heard a lot of good stuff, and it's close, you know, so it's not too far. You know, you can hop on a plane and be in there probably, like, I think 6-7 hours. Man, I heard there's this blue water, and you and your wife can just hang out, build one-on-one, just beach, chill, you know what I'm saying, the sun. So I'm used to the sun, but so I just take more sun. But I want it to be in the middle of winter. Because in New Mexico, it's like, it ain't too cold, but, you know, it's cold enough for us.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind Cabo chilling.
So he wanna hit up Cabo. Let me ask you this real quick, man. If you had to pick a starting five for Christian hip-hop, and this is your opinion, who are your starting five, man? You know what I'm saying? You don't got a name who's the point guard and all that, but who would you give the starting five position to in Christian hip hop?
Ooh, starting five, man. Let's see. Man, I'm going to have to go ahead and throw, I'm going to have to put Braille on there. He's from what? Braille.
Yeah.
Cat from Humble Beast. Then, you know, I'm pretty diverse, man, so. And I probably have to throw my man Cray on there. Then we'll go underground and get Shaolin.
Uh-oh.
So we have three. I have to get my man what's his name? Dirty Hazard, I like him.
Hey, so you
we have four in there. Huh?
I was going to say, man, Theory Hazard has been on everybody's list lately. I'm just saying. Go ahead, hit me up with number five, man.
All right, number five, man. Let's see. Man, right, dude, that's a tough one. Because there's so many cats that are dope out there, man, that are doing their thing. But number five, I probably have to go with my man, I have to go with Pro, man. He's so versatile and
okay.
He got a lot of style, man. I like him. I have to go with Pro.
So there it is. This is the last fun fact question I'm going to ask. What music do you listen to that, you know, some people might not really know that you listen to? You know what I'm saying? It's not known that Elon listens to this kind of music. What kind of music is that?
Let's see. Probably alternative rock. Like, So, like, not like verses, like a little harder. Like, you know, like maybe like Creed. You ever heard of them? Or,
yeah.
Or Christian band. Or people like that. Like, their Christian bands are a little harder. Because, man, I just love drums, man. I think the best drummers, a lot of cats sleep on drummers, dude. The best drummers, if you want to learn drums, listen by ears, the rock cats, man.
Yeah.
They're drummers, so I'm a big fan of drummers. So I like alternative rock. A lot of people wouldn't know that.
No, that's what's up, man. So we're going to get on the topic of the day today, man, as I was just chilling out, man, and seeing, you know, I like to pray, and God gave me this topic, and it was about compelling men. And sometimes, you know, it was funny because I was in the studio with a brother, and he was like, what is compel? So that kind of highlighted it for me. You know, sometimes the way God does stuff is awesome. But when it comes to compelling men, what do you think should be the purpose or the goal for us to compel men to come into Christ, man? And compel is to encourage, to you know what I'm saying, to point towards Jesus. What do you think?
Well, for me, I think that when you're compelling men, you know, it's going to be, it seems like most of the time it's this stigma on society where they always think that they got to get themselves together, or that I'm not good enough, or that I need to do this first. But the thing is, they fail to realize is that none of us are good enough. So it's just the compelling factor would be just God wants you as you are, because you're not never going to be good enough. You know, and what we have, I mean, we're going to give them the whole gospel, but that point of saying, man, God accepts you as you are because he's gracious and loving, you know, and he wants you to come to know him, you know. I mean, that's what Jesus did. He hung with dudes that, you know, he was chastised. They was like, man, what are you hanging with them for? You know, the Pharisees. But that's who he is. That's the God we serve. That he wants us to come as we are. Let him do it. Let him do the changing. So we got to compel men in that saying, like, man, it's grace if you want it, you know. Because men choose to go to hell, man. It's not God doesn't send us. They have to consistently choose that themselves. That's just my opinion. So I mean, because God has an open door for us if we accept it, but we got to be, you know, like not wanting that. So his heart is there when he has those disappointed times. So
yeah,
grace.
And I'm gonna ask you this, man. Do you feel sometimes, just as a believer, do you feel like there's times in your walk where you slack in compelling other people that don't believe in God, or you might have your agenda? What would you say about yourself, and how do you feel the church is doing in the time that we're living right now?
Well, for me, man, I feel like, you know, of course there's times we're going to fail, because, you know, we might think that we have the right point of saying this, but really we're way off, you know. That's why we got to be led by the Holy Spirit. But, I mean, I think that when it comes to the church, for the most part, we some churches I've seen, not to say all churches, but the things I've been a part of in my past or in present times, it's like sometimes I think we sit around too much. You know, I think we're just waiting for them to come. We're not out. You know, that doesn't mean we all got to be rappers or singers, but, man, we just got to be out, like, you know, in our jobs. You know, and I don't believe in this friendship-type evangelism where we just say, I'm just going to live it. I mean, we do live it. Don't get it twisted. But, I mean, we got to tell them, man. He gave us that command to tell. Go tell. You know what I'm saying? So I think we can sit and just be still and say, oh, yeah, but it just takes too long, you know? And sometimes it might be what God calls you to do. I'm not saying every case is the same, but he told us to tell him, man, but we got to be wise, too, you know? We can't come and bring this guilty thing, which, you know, when we're trying to guilt you people, we let the Spirit work, and he'll bring conviction.
Right.
There's a difference, because God said, he didn't come to condemn. He came to save, seek, and save the lost. So that's what we got to do. We got to have that same mindset, man, as a church and as individuals, to be about compelling. But God showed me how to do that. I don't want to just speak of my own will, you know, like I've done in my past, and we all made mistakes and said the wrong thing, you know, and you witness with somebody, it could have become argumentative instead of, you know, so it's just things to work on, man. So God is faithful, though. So.
Man, share with me one instance where you were able to urge somebody on towards Jesus, man, that really impacted your life, man, and made you say, man, I got to do this more often.
Oh, man. Oh, that's a good one. I went to see my buddies out in, I went out to hang out with some buddies and do some ministry stuff in Las Vegas, man, and didn't even think this was going to happen. I'm sitting on a plane, and I'm in coach, you know, it's hot, everybody, you know, so it's, you know, like, you know, on the Southwest plane, man, you know, in the first class. And I think I'm sitting in the outside aisle, maybe like third row back from the plane or something. And this young lady was just, you know, chopping up with this guy. And we ended up getting in the conversation. And she was going to El Paso like I was flying into. And then God just told me, just witness to this girl, you know. And then I just started witnessing to her, talking to her. And she was being transparent. And, man, I ended up right down the plane, dude, like right before we was landing in El Paso, because it was only like an hour flight or something, hour and a half, I can't remember. And man, I was just, God was telling me, I don't even remember what I said, man, but I remember just leading her into prayer salvation. And the funny thing about it, the awesome thing about it, across the road were some Christians, and they heard the whole conversation, and they was praying for her.
Wow.
Praying for me. And man, she gave her life to Christ. So man, that's one of my favorites, man. I mean, thank God I have had the experience to lead somebody to Christ, but that was a powerful experience. Like, man, Lord, it's just saying, hey, man, Lord, wherever you tell me to speak, I speak, and that's why I said, I just want to be tuned in, Lord. Whenever you want me to move, I'll move.
Yeah, you know? And I'm gonna ask you, and maybe you could tell us too, while you were doing that, I'm pretty sure there wasn't any speech that you came up with to share, because even the Bible talks about letting the Holy Spirit lead us as we speak to them, and Paul went through some of that, and I hear you saying that a lot as well, man. So what would you say to people that are saying, man, I'm not sure what I should say when it's time to minister the gospel to somebody?
Well, when it's time, the only thing I can say is, like, you know, just like I said, we've been saying trust the Holy Spirit. But I mean, I always feel like you can always go back to, you know, not to glorify anything you've done, but to go back. You can go back to your testimony and just be real. Like, hey, man, you don't got to get all in crazy details, but just be real. Like, man, there's a real God, you know. Just, I don't know how to say that, but as far as what I'm trying to explain to them, but I'm trying to say, like, just tell what God has done for you.
Yeah.
And then go from there, or wherever. If the Spirit tells you to go to the Word, then go exactly to the Word, because I think it's different for every different person, because you don't know exactly what the situation they're in right then. They might want to hear, they might be on the verge, you know, somebody might have planted the seed 3 months ago, and they're at wit's end, about to get a divorce, something crazy about to happen, and then you might tell them, man, about what God has done in your life, and it might just be exactly what they needed to hear. You know, as well, the gospel first entwined in that, and there you go. So, you know, and just be sensitive to the Spirit, but don't do what God has done for you, because that's what's going to matter. You know, people want to know, what did Jesus do? What makes Jesus so much better than whatever? You know what I'm saying?
Right. So that's what it is, man. Compel, man. Let us make sure that we're going out and getting people in, man, and urging people on towards a relationship with Christ, man. I got this song that we're going to go to right now from Elon Brio, man. The last one we're going to hear today. It's debut on Yada the King Radio, and that is the song called Stories featuring DJ Eclectic. Talk to me about this, man.
Man, this song is, I wanted to tell a collection of stories. Some make believe, some real. And I just wanted to convey, like, you know, just like the Bible, it all points to Jesus, you know. And on the song, there's going to be some things to challenge you, and there's some things to inspire you. So, stories, you know, because we all got a story to tell, and that's about Jesus Christ, and also your story. So,
All right, let's hop into this on Yada the King Radio.
This is Stories. Yo, he grew up, he
was known as a screw up. Southside Projects, that is what he grew up. His home was tagged with gang signs. His boys said they loved him, but it was just lines. Crime infested in the neighborhood. Nobody took the time to invest in the neighborhood. To make it, yo, they had to take it. Going all out for the hood made it sacred. Yup, they called him Little Double Dutch, popping off shots as he holds the Desert Eagle up. But hey, he's just a stick-up kid. Don't test him, homie, he'll split your wig. Too many brothers with stories like this. So I point souls to a guy righteous. Live by the gun, die by the gun. Little Double Dutch found dead in the slums.
This is a story that must be told. This is a story that must be told. Must be told. I got a story to tell. I got a story to tell. Must be told. Be told.
The cost of discipleship, not forgotten. Here's a little story about Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He was martyred for his faith. Gestapo pulled up, put the rifle to his face. Nazi police say, renounce your faith. You a German minister of the Christian faith. He says no. He's hauled off in the squad car. Doesn't die yet, but you know what the odds are. Yup, it was a phony trial. Dietrich didn't get the chance of a fair trial. No denial. He said, I did it. I'd rather suffer with Christ than be acquitted. The judge slammed the gavel. Death sentence to the concentration camp to meet your ending. There's no food, starvation. Locked in a jail cell preaching salvation.
This is a story that must be told. This is a story that must be told. Must be told. I got a story to tell. I got a story to tell. Must be told. Be told.
A baby born in Bethlehem called the Nazarene. He grew up, started ministry at 33. He's more than a man, he's the world's king. Sent to satisfy the wrath of God for you and me. Since Adam sinned, he had to bring peace. I see him on a garden as he praying on his knees. Father, let this cup pass for me. But no matter what, on you I still lean. So, let your will be done. I do it for you, Father, I will not run. I'll hang on that cross till the job is done. It's 2000 AD and he's still the son. The saving grace, faithful remains in place. Like the wound from the spear that stabbed him in the side. Even the executioner started to realize, behold, this the Lamb of God.
I got stories. This is a story that must be told. Must be told. This is a story that must be told.
Saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
You hold the shine on the corner saying God hate gays and expect they gon' step in the church and get saved. Or better yet, how we believe in real Christians rock hate propaganda on picket signs and wristbands. They leave a taste in my mouth like rotten fruit, cause the Jesus of the Bible lay dinner with the prostitutes. Folks saying he a crutch or a legend, they only use his name when they be cursing and stressing. Man, I confess it on what I done the same. They say it's an expression, others say it's used to vain. But if it is, yeah, we need it like an IV. 30 cc's of the truth will make the blind see. The picture blurry, let me clear it up like Visine. I'm here to shine light in the dark, my flow's as high beams. It all depends on what you call on the fan. Was Christ just a good teacher, was he God or a man?
Thou art the Christ, thou art, 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 thou art price. Thou art the 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 price.
Yo, you gotta call him something, but you can't call him nothing.
Thou art the price. 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 Thou art son of the living.
You gotta be the most misunderstood, most misquoted. Fox News commentated, right wing voted. Blonde hair, blue eyed, misillustrated. In every artistic depiction that's been created. Misrepresented by many who claim his name. Rejected by religious folk for going against the grain. One call him prophet, other call him a savior. But some call him savior just to profit off the paper. Some say political, the holy man. Some say he was God, others only man. But one say he perfect, others say he a sinner. They claim he sat down with common to eat dinner. And what kind of spiritual leader would do that? I guess the type to meet people right where they at, man. It all depends on what you calling a fan. Was Christ just a good teacher? Was he God or a man?
Thou art the Christ. 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 Thou art the Christ.
Yo, you gotta call him something, but you can't call him nothing.
Thou art the Christ. 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 Thou art the Son of the Living
God. Okay, man.
Christ.
A thousand years before the birth of Christ, ancient prophecies record the details of his life. Let's start first with this family tree. See, it was prophesied there in Jeremiah 23. The Hebrew descendant of King David. Bloodline matches, y'all can check it, he made it. Moving right along there to Psalm 22. The Bible says his hands and his feet get pierced through. The next prophecy was recorded by Zechariah about the blood money given for the life of the Messiah. 30 silver coins, the exact amount. It's written 500 years before we got sold out. Now I could keep going, but I'm pressed for time. I couldn't fit 300 other prophecies in my rhymes. Secular historians have verified his light, and one living during his time spoke high to Christ. His name was Josephus, he validated Jesus. His life, death, resurrection, miracles, and teachings. But what compels me more to believe is the fact that his disciples died alone in the streets. See, I truly doubt if what they preached was a lie, that everyone except Judas be willing to die. And 500 eyewitnesses said they saw him risen. It only take one though to send your butt to prison. So, if Christ is who he says he is, and he rose all up out of the grave, then you and I really need to call the man who he truly is, the only name by which men are saved. Let's shout it out.
Thou art the Christ. 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 Thou art the Christ.
Right there was the homie Voice, Thou Art the Christ, man. And I love that joint right there, man. And the Voice is a real cool cat. If you never heard about his testimony, his music, his ministry, go to Yada the King Radio, man. Or even Google the Voice on Yada the King Radio, man. He had a great testimony. The podcast is up for your listening pleasures right here at YadaTheKing.com, man. And we getting it in with Elon Brio, man. We had a wonderful time, man. Did you enjoy yourself today, bro?
Oh yeah, man! I'm having a grand time, dude. Fun time. Good questions. I really enjoyed it.
Dope, man. So talk to me about, you know what I'm saying, this project that you have. Give them the name of the project and what can they expect from this project.
Well, keep off the media. It was a project that I've been wanting to do for a long time, as far as like the style of it and the sound of it. The basis of the project is you were supposed to just picture yourself, you know, driving down the highway. You know, we're on this road of life, you know, and as a Christian, we're all focused on that road to Christ. But if we veer left or veer right, you know, like you're driving on a highway, you can get in trouble. You know, you get in the median, man. I mean, you can lose control of your car. You go to the right or left, you know, you got the little warning things tell you what's going on. I mean, you don't break the law, you don't text and drive, you know, all those little things. You would say the same thing when you're walking this Christian life. You know, God gives us laws and precepts and things we want to follow to stay away from that median. And I wanted to make it an authentic sounding, you know, a little older sounding, with some, you know, just to bring some elements of hip hop, but wanted to encourage Christians, you know. And I still have some songs, you know, to invite sinners, you know, or hopefully just to jog the thoughts of someone that might not know Christ listening to it, you know. So that was the whole concept of Keep Off the Median, because this, you know, we live in this culture where, you know, everybody want to be famous, and it's a pop culture that, you know, you know, I have a picture of the real Jesus. You know, they got this pop culture Jesus. I just wanted to give that real picture.
Yeah.
And keep off the media, you know, to, because that's not what is going to get us to heaven. You know, that's that wide path. We have to stay on that narrow path, you know, which is good for us, you know, and God blesses us. He blesses us on that path. So that was the whole part, the mindset, the thinking of keeping off the media.
Dope, man. And where can they go get this project, Keep Off the Medium, from Elon Brio?
Yeah, you can get that on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, download, and I think Google. Just, you know, just search it, and you can get it there at those main vendors. And then if you're ever in New Mexico, of course, you can get it at a show or a ministry event or whatever. So that's how you get it.
All right, and then I'm going to say, man, what you got popping next, man? Kate was asking, what's coming up next? What projects you working on? Let us know.
All right now I'm working on a mixtape. I'm pretty deep into it. I'm trying to get, waiting on some features to come back. Got a couple things going on with that. It's called the Show and Tell Mixtape, you know? I mean, and you remember the kid used to have your little gift, your toy, you go to show and tell, you say, this is whatever. So, and that's what I'm trying to show, the gospel, tell it, show and tell it. And it's going to be pretty good, man. As a matter of fact, I got a couple free songs out. The South actually been pushing the a song from the mixtape called In My Zone. So if you go to thesouth.com, you can check that out, or even check me out on SoundCloud. It's a free download. It's called In My Zone. And just really trying to do some free music to promote my ministry and get people, you know, to learn more about what I'm doing and just, you know, bless the fans, bless the Christian brothers and sisters that like my music with something free. So, and then I'm working on a new album, probably later next summer, but I'm working on it. So it's in the works. So that's what's up.
All right, man. Any last words? Any words of encouragement you want to leave the people with, man, and talk to me about that?
Yeah, I just want to just say, first of all, I appreciate you guys supporting God and the King Radio, and just appreciate all the love and support you guys do and do show. Also, just, man, just keep the faith, keep the fight, you know what I'm saying? Don't back down, and just one day at a time. And man, just love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And I'm encouraged by you guys, and just, I love all you guys, and just keep it up.
Dope, man. So that's really what it is. Right here on Yacht of the King Radio, Elon Brio. Go ahead, check him out. Support him, man, and keep him in prayer. And Heavenly Father, we just pray, dear God, that you would just keep him. Surround him, dear God. Dear God, we pray, dear God, for his gift and his talents, oh God, that he will continue to use them for your glory, oh God. And we pray, dear God, for impact, lives to be changed by what he does, oh God. And we thank you, dear God, that he's in the faith, dear God, and doing this for you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Man, Elon, it was wonderful getting it in with you, man. We thank you for coming in, just definitely sharing your story with us here at Yacht of the King Radio.
No doubt, man. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
So, take care.
All right, you too, bro. All right, y'all, check this out. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go to this next joint. Yeah. Fireproof. You know, I was doing all hip-hop, but I was like, man, let me get some R&B joints real quick, some R&B sound for y'all, man. And let's do this, man. Let's go ahead and check these out real quick on Yacht of the King. Here we go.
I wish somebody told me about a storm I ain't been through. Clooney, shed enough tears, turn my blue sky gloomy. No copyright on these hard times, sue me. Birthday wasn't April 1st, could've fooled me. 2, 3, 4 or more years, maybe. Childhood, no good, should've went crazy. Toys all counterfeit, boy fugazi. Hungry, daily, no pops to raise me. Daddy lied, mama cried, she did her best. Mama tried, while she's feeding two boys, she's starving. Love was the only thing warm in the apartment. Lights out, dark clouds, with confusion. Why this, why me? Will I keep losing? Why this pain in my heart so bruising? Feels like the world's not moving. Wanna see.
just deferred to the second half. God wouldn't give me dreams that I can't have. Believe me, done seen it all in the industry. Haters thought they finished me, now I'm the epitome. Highs and the lows, shorty, I be on that roller coast. Anybody sleeping, man, y'all gone comatose. Or they overdose, they hating grandiose. I'm metamorphing to a torch and give them Kroger roast. I'm so beyond trying to show them that I'm nice. I'm trying to give them life, I'm trying to give them Christ.
Trying to prove the price that you pay could be eternal. And I ain't even trying to spend a day in the inferno. Battle of my life, been fighting in internal. Exist by the flipping into turbo. Make you say, yo.
And the gang's all here and Christ all day. Homie, be clear, been tried in the flame. Never burned in the fire. Spoke death to my life, but the devil is a liar. But they love to see you stumble. Call me Scotty Pippen, I done seen a triple-double. When they talking about you now, remind them not to mumble. Trying to keep it subtle, not to overdo it. Christ got me crazy, I'll be drinking lighter fluid. Forget the trauma unit, blood is transfused. That means I'm bad news, cause I can't lose.
Living life like a diplomatic envoy.
Delivers Christ, so I just count it all joy. No illusions employed, I've been authenticated. Got God in my heart, can't nobody ever take him.
Devil drop bombs, we walking through flames. Striking that black, I'm feeling no pain. I can die now, but I'm risen in him. If he asks me, I do it all again. Can you say yo?
Yeah, and the gang's all here, rep Christ all day. Homie, be clear, been tried in the flame. Never burned in the fire, spoke death to my life. But the devil is a liar.
Picture perfect, everything so magazine. I mean, I'm stuck in a world where I can't just be me. So what if my nail polish always chips? So what if I prefer to wear my kicks? You know, models aren't really models when they're not modeling. Why don't you tell me something? 'Cause what I'm really wondering is how long do you expect to be following? Trying to be a star like them, it's not the way you're going to win.
V Rose right there, Not So Average on Yacht of the King Radio, man. She be going in right there, man. And thank God that we serve a God that is not average, man. And we were talking about the topic of the day, which was all about compelling men. And I think that we as a church got to do even beyond what we're doing right now, man. And just go out and just take the message everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Part of one of the things that's going to, if we could say, speed up the coming of Christ is us actually getting the word out. If we read the word of God, it says when all the lands have been heard about this, his return is coming soon. So we want to definitely get out and share. And I'm going to say, man, we got to be wise with how we do it. I can share a story I had this week. In my office, there was a brother that he had his door open, and when their door is open, their door is open. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, man, I was just talking about, hey, what kind of business do you do? Okay, blah, 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 blah. Okay, cool. And then I was like, hey, what about church, man? You in the church? And he was like, man, I'm not really into that thing. Don't get me wrong, he said. I respect God and everything. So when I heard all that, that was an opportunity, man. So we actually just talked about God and the things of God for about 40 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to say this. Every time you speak to somebody, that doesn't mean that time that person's going to come to Christ. But we got to understand our job is to plant, is to water. But God's job is he'll get the increase. So we got to be willing to actually speak out, to go. And, it can't always be a 7-step program to God. I'm going to tell you this. The world and people in the world, they don't want you to give them a program, because then it's not, what's the best word? It's not really authentic to them. You know what I'm saying? We kind of always, a lot of times some Christians want to give people the Romans role, which we can do it. I'm not saying that we cannot use these, but I'm saying we have to figure out a way, as Elon said, to share our story in there, to show why God is important to us. I'll say this, if we don't show how Christianity is important, then people are like, man, I don't need this. I really don't need this in my life. And to me, that is very important that we do that, so we can show people, man, God has changed my life. Nobody wants to hear about rituals. They really don't, you know what I'm saying? The world's tired of hearing about religion, beliefs that, you know what I'm saying, that we as some believers don't even really believe for themselves, but they want to see some of the stuff that in you, they can say, man, this person believes this. I could tell he believes this because, man, I see the way that he gets when he explains or shares the gospel. To me, that is what we have to do. We got to be excited about sharing the gospel. As Kate in the chat room said, we got to be led by the Spirit. And I'll say this, we got to believe in the Holy Spirit. It's so unfortunate how many people in the church discredit the Holy Spirit or even don't believe in the Holy Spirit. And I'll say this, man, I've had conversations after concerts where I was just chilling outside and somebody was like, man, they just started talking. And a lot of times when people start asking a lot of questions, I'm just going to tell you guys this. That's a time where you can share the message of the gospel. I'll say this. Usually we have done a lot of street outreach, outside the club outreach, and the people that came to ask questions, we knew those were our divine appointments. And what I mean by divine appointments, that's something that God set up for us today to minister to this person. And a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, you'll be like, wow, okay. And as I kept doing it, I started telling the other people we were coming out with, like, don't try to just go get everybody. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying, I'm not saying don't spread the gospel to somebody, but know that God has a divine connection for you tonight. Because sometimes we're going to go to the people we think, hey, you should get the word of God, and we're trying to shove it down their throat, and they're like, man, dude, I'm not feeling this. Why? Because the Spirit of God first has to go convict. The Spirit of God has to first go talk to them and start to remind them of some of the things that they've learned either from church or from people of God. But those are the people that God is saying, okay, they're ready. And we got to know how to hit them, man. We got to compel them. We got to urge them, because as the word of God says, time is running short. And God's plan is that no man should perish. You know what I'm saying? I think sometimes in some churches we've got to the point where we think, you know, Christianity is not for everybody. But God's word says he wants no man to perish. Does that mean that some won't make it to heaven? Yeah, unfortunately, there will be some that won't make it to heaven. But it shouldn't be our job to say, man, we hope these cats don't go to heaven, or we only think that person right there should go to heaven. That's not our job. We're supposed to share the gospel, man. And the power of God and his story and the message of the cross can save anybody. We look at Paul in the Bible. Just imagine somebody who is persecuting the church, even today, on a larger scale, coming to say, man, God changed my life, and seeing that, man. And I'm praying for that, man. We're praying for people that don't have a connection with God, whose lives are jacked up. It could be on drugs. They could be just living lives that are really ungodly. But we're praying that God would touch their heart, man, and grip them, man. And that's what it's all about, man. Let us go compel men. I've been doing something like this, man, at my church. We have pre-service prayer, man. And what I've done is go on the block and just pray. And in the last couple of weeks, I've had the opportunity to pray with people, man. And they're shocked that I said, hey, man, you want prayer? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, well, hey, man, we are the church. We're here for you, man. And we want you to know our God, man. So we got to do that. Let's compel, man. This is the warrior Don Christian, man. And I'm warring against the forces of the evil one. You know what I'm saying? And I'm on this kingdom side, baby. So we riding for the king. And he needs some warriors, man. So sign up, enlist in that. And I'm going to get out of here, man. Y'all keep it Christ. And we'll see what happens with this finals, y'all. Life.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
And I'm Don Christian
on Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit YadaDaKing.com
for the latest episode on Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada Da King Radio out in Las Vegas right now. Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m. Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby, at unity.com.
That's spelled www.unity-t.com.
Yada Da King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new gospelnw.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada Da King?
Yada Da King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life.
Yes, Yada Da King Radio
now on gospelnw.com.